A traditional chief in Bafang, some 200 kilometers north of Cameroon's economic capital, Douala, decided to lease a parcel of farmland about 15 kilometers square to an Italian NGO. But the plan backfired. Local inhabitants called the deal unilateral and shady and say that it will eventually deprive them of their farmlands without compensation. The Bafang incident is not isolated. Similar tensions have arisen in other parts of the country, for instance in Nanga Eboko, northeast of the capital Yaoundé, and Kribi on the edge of the Atlantic Ocean. In those areas, Chinese agro-industry companies are gaining access to massive swaths of arable land. Elsewhere, irate groups have set up roadblocks to demand transparency in the land sales, which are usually conducted behind closed doors. Government supporters welcome the initiative, saying most farmers lack the means to mechanize agriculture on a large scale. In Cameroon, over 72,000 kilometers square are available for farming, yet only a fraction is being cultivated. This man, who refused to reveal his identity, says the land deals could attract investment to rural areas. He says they represent a huge contribution to the fight against poverty because the incoming multinationals will set up industrial-scale plantations, create new jobs, and ensure food security in the country by selling their produce on the national market. He says the policy will reduce heavy imports of rice and other foodstuffs. But critics say the farmland deals are generating fear and a nationalist backlash. In Nanga Eboko, a Chinese multinational called Sinochem has obtained a 99-year lease on a huge tract of productive land. The company specializes in the production and commercialization of rice, maize, cassava, fruits, and vegetables. Fuming inhabitants say they had been told the company would hire local employees and sell its produce on the domestic market. But the Association for the Defense of Collective Interests, ACDIC, says all of the company's permanent staffers are Chinese. It says young Cameroonians recruited as temporary employees earn $2 working 10 hours per day to grow food that is exported. The sale of farmland to foreigners, a fairly recent practice, is not specific to Cameroon. Observers say it is rooted in the global food crisis of 2007 and 2008 that sparked sharp hikes in food prices worldwide. The UN's Food and Agricultural Organization says it was increased by pressure from growing populations, particularly in Asia, and also by climate change. As a result, Tanzania, Mali, Zambia, Ethiopia, the DRC, Sudan, Kenya, Madagascar, and many other countries with cheap and underutilized fertile farmland are attracting investors from wealthier countries like China, India, South Korea, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. The African Union warns that the huge land deals can exploit Africans who have a weaker bargaining position. ACDIC is calling on the government to rethink its agriculture development policies to attract nationals, especially by encouraging subsidies for local investment and easing access to loans. Nearly 70% of Cameroon's 18 million people depend on farming for their food and income. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Tariq Divine Jr., in Douala, Cameroon.